Blog Talk Radio.
Glory to God. Give praise to the King. Hallelujah. Praise Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. Come on, put your hands together. Let's bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Mary Smith McCoy. And yes, this is the day that the Lord
has made, and we will rejoice, and we will be glad in it. We just thank God for another day with the Lord, another day that we can be about our Father's business, another day that we can go to that higher height and that deeper depth in Him, that we'll be able to get all more and more from Him. Don't you want more? Don't you need more from God today? Don't you need God to move in your life? Don't you need your faith to be filled and even your faith to be restored? So come on with us today as we get ready to go through the Word of God. You still have time to call a neighbor and call a friend. Tell them that the Hour of Power broadcast is on the air. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Why don't you come on and go with us? Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you, God. We magnify your name. We thank you, dear God, for all that you have done and all, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, dear God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. Thy word have we hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Lord, today we marvel because of your goodness and your grace. Lord God, we thank you for you being gracious. Thank you for you being great in all power, for having all power in your hand. Lord, today we just thank you for the great and the mighty things that you've done today and always. And this we will glorify thy name. We will continue to praise thee and lift your name up high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Today we're going to be teaching from the book of Judges that is found in the Old Testament. And we're going to go to that seventh chapter, and we're going to begin at that first verse. And we'll use as a topic today, we will use the battle is not yours, but God. Can you hear what I'm saying today? That the battle is not yours, that the battle is God. Then Jerubbaal, who is Gideon, owned all the people that were with him, arose up early and pitched beside the well of Arah, so that the host of the Midianites were on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites unto your hand, lest Israel fight themselves against me, saying, my own hand hath saved me. Now, therefore, go to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful and afraid, let him return and depart early from Mount Gilead. And there returned of the people 22,000, and there remained 10,000. We see here this morning that Israel had, as they had done so many times, they had disobeyed God, and they did not stand in a place that they should have been in. And so by them standing, by them doing all the things that they did, they found themselves in a hard place. Have you ever been in a hard place? Have you ever been in a difficult place? Well, we see here, if we look at that sixth chapter of Judges, we see that the Lord is saying unto them in that last part of verse 8, he said, thus says the Lord God unto Israel. He said, I brought you up from Egypt and brought you forth out of the land of bondage. And I delivered you out of the hands of the Egyptians and out of the hands of all that oppressed you. and gave you their land. And I said unto you, I am the Lord, your God. Fear not the gods of the Amorites, in whose land you dwell, but you have not obeyed me. So here we see that Israel was disobedient unto God. They were living according to their own righteousness, but not the righteousness of God, which is by faith. So therefore, they were in a hard place. And here God have appointed, and he had put his hand upon the man of God that was going to bring them out. He have come that the people will be able to be in a place where they would not have to be pursued by the enemy, that they would, the enemy would not be against them, or try to come against them. So we see that the people was in a place that they didn't want to be in. But God was able to bring them out with a strong hand and with a stretch out arm. See, what we have to remember today is that no matter where you are, no matter what difficulty that you may be going through, you got to know that God is able to bring you out of any situation. And you have to remember that the battle does not belong to you, but the battle belongs to God. And when God had given the man of God, Gideon, he had told him what he wanted to do, and that's what he did. When he had told Gideon what he wanted him to do. And when he told Gideon what he wanted him to do, he was letting him know that in that second verse, he said, the Lord said unto Gideon, the people that are with you are too many. It's too many people to give you, give the Midianites unto your hand. See, God wants to be glorified. God wants to be exalted. God wants to be lifted up. And he was not going to let the Israelites go in and win a battle and they would take the credit for something that he did. So already we see in the word of God that God is saying to them that he said, in that third verse, he said, now therefore, go and to proclaim in the ears of the people, saying, whosoever is fearful. In other words, whoever feeling a little bit anxiety, those that feel apprehension, those that are a little bit timid, and those that look like they're nervous and frightened, he said to them, he said, let them depart early from Mount Galilee. And he said, and there returned to the people when he told them, Gideon, to let the people know if they were afraid, if they were fearful, that let them return. Let them go and depart back unto Galilee. And when he told them that, there were so many people. That was 22,000 people was there, and there returned to the people 22,000. Could you imagine that? That there were that many people that was afraid, that was fearful, that was unwilling, they were feeling regret, they were unhappy. It's like they was just stressing out, and they was had an emotional problem there. So, you know, God cannot use us when we're not fully committed, when we don't give ourselves totally to him, when we don't surrender our mind, our body, our soul, and our spirit to him. So God is looking for men and women that were going to believe him, those that are going to stand on the word of God, those that are going to have confidence in him, those that are not going to doubt him, those that are not going to be afraid, but to then you go let them depart. Let them go back to the Mount of Galilee. And the word let us know that it was 22,000 of them that returned. And there remained only 10,000. So you know here, when you begin to look at that, we begin to look at the word of God, you see that they started off with 32,000 people that were going to go intended to go to battle, that Gideon thought that they were going to go to battle. How I surely felt confident inside with having that many people with him. But God didn't want Gideon or the people to think that they were going to win this battle themselves. You know, sometimes we can get things before us and things that we see and we think there's no way that we can lose whatever whatever is before us. But and then we think that because I have so many people, you know, with me as Gideon had, he had these 32,000 people. But when God began to let them know, if you're fearful or you're afraid, then you go back. You tell them to go back to that place, to Mount Galilee. So it was 22,000 of them, and then it was 10,000 that was left. And the Lord said unto Gideon, the people are yet too many. Come on. The people are yet too many. When you begin to read the word of God, they started out with 32. And here they got rid of 22,000. And didn't leave them but 10,000. And then yet God has said, oh, no, it is still too many. It is still too many people. He told Gideon, he said, bring them down to water. And I will try them for you there. He didn't tell him to try. He said, I am going to try. I'm going to examine them. I'm going to investigate. I'm going to make sure that these are the people that I'm going to use to win this battle. And here the word of God says, and it shall be that of whom I say to you that this shall he go with you, the same shall go with you. And of whosoever I say to you, this shall not go with you, the same shall not go. And he brought down the people to the water. And the Lord said unto Gideon, everyone that laughs of the water with his tongue, as a dog laughs, him shall you set by himself. Likewise, everyone that boweth down upon his knees to drink, and the number of them that laugh, putting their hands to their mouth, were 300 men, but all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. I mean, look at God. It was only 300 men, only three that put their head to their mouth. And then God said, no, I'm not going to use the rest of these. I'm going to just use the 300. They had 10,000. 10,000 men. 9,700 men. And yet God said, no, I'm not going to use them. I'm going to use the 300. And here the word of God says, and the number of them that left put their hands to their mouth were 300 men. But all the rest of the people bowed down upon their knees to drink water. And the Lord said to Gideon, by 300 men that laughed, I will save you and deliver the Midianites unto your hand. And all the people, all of the other people, go home to his place. Come on. I'm going to save them. But I'm going to save them. And the Lord says to Gideon, I'm gonna save you by just using 300 of these people. And he had to have faith in God. He had to believe God. When things look like when the odds are against you, you still gonna have to believe God. When it doesn't look like things gonna line up the way that you think in the natural, you still gonna have to believe God. And God was there letting Gideon know, I'm with you. In other words, I'm not gonna leave you, I'm not gonna forsake you, but I want the people to know who I am. I want them to know that I'm a God that's able to deliver. I don't want you or anybody else getting credit for what I'm about to do. You know, there are people that will try to get credit and take credit from God. They'll say, I did this. I built this house. I have $1 million in the bank. I have $1 billion in the bank. I did it. I educated my own self. All of these things, people are saying that they did. I brought this new car and I paid for it. And never giving God the praise and the glory for the things that God has done. And see, God knew the heart of the people. God knew the Israelites, because this is not the first time that they acted up on God. They're not the first time that they were disobedient to God. It wasn't the first time that they decided to do their own thing. God remembered them. God remembered them when they were over in Egypt. God remembered them, how he brought them out with a strong hand and a stretched out arm. God remembered them when they were going through to the promised land. God remembered them, and he knew how they complained. They knew how they complained against Moses. They knew how they grumbled about the food. I think when God gave them bread, they wanted some meat. And all the things that they did, they complained about water. But forgotten that God was the one that was taking care of them. Now, you need to put yourself in the place of the people and see what these people did and how God was not pleased with many of them. And it was almost all of them, almost many of them did not come out. God let them stay in the land. Never did enter to the promised land because of their disobedience, because they grumbled, because they complained, because they seen it their way, because they were disobedient to God, because they was not faithful, because they did not believe God. You know, God brought them out and took the time to bring them out of Egypt. God was going to bring them out and take them to the promised land. God heard their cry beforehand, because sometimes we can be in a situation online. And God, if we pray and we intercede before God and say, God, you got to bring me out of this. God, you got to help me, Lord God. And God, hear my prayer. I'm going through a difficult time in my life. God, I need this, I need that. God, the taskmaster. God, my director. God, my supervisor. God, the CEO, whoever it may be. This teacher, this person, my acquaintance, you know, we want God to move on our behalf. And because when God hears the cry of his people, God is going to answer them. And God's going to move on their behalf. That we can just wait on him and we can just be patient with him. And we see that God brought them out. But were they faithful to God? Did they believe God? Did they stand on the word of God? Did they have confidence in God? No, they did not. So here we see in the book of Judges, we see that God is dealing with the people, that God has chosen Gideon to lead the people. And God could trust Gideon to do what he asked him to do. Cannot God trust us to do what he asked us to do? And when God began to talk to Gideon, and God began to even in the just letting you know again, somebody needs to know, you know, against all odds, in the common, in the natural, that you're going to have 32,000 people that's in an army that was presumably ready to fight. And God said, no, I'm not going to use them. I'm not going to use them. So here we find that 22 of a thousand people, as we said before, 22,000, they were fearful and they were afraid. So God let them go. Let you go ahead and go back home. And then it was 10,000 left, as the word of God told us. And then God decided, let Gideon know, I'm going to try. I'm not asking you, but I'm going to try these 10,000 people. And he let them know how he was going to do it and what to do. And so when he did, it was only 300 people that was left. So it doesn't take a lot of people, of many people, to get the work done that God desires to be done. If we can just believe God and have faith and confidence in God that he is going to do it, he said that he's going to do it, then we have to believe that he's going to do it. When we ask God to do certain things in our life, we have to believe that he's going to do it. We have to have that faith in God. So you may say, what is faith? The Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. You may not see it, but I believe God. I need a certain amount of groceries in my home. God, I don't see it, but I know you're going to make a way. Lord, I need money for provision. I don't see it. I don't know where it's coming from. But God, I've asked you, and Lord, I'm going to believe you, and I'm going to stand on your word. So Gideon had to take God at his word. It's time for us to take God at his word. The word of God says he is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we ask or think. No matter what we think. He said above all that we ask or think. It doesn't matter what we think, how we feel about certain things in our life. It's what God is the one that matters. He is the one that will bring us out of any situation. The battle may look like it's strong. It looks like a whole army of people against Gideon and the men that God had chosen against them, that God had chosen and the men, that the enemy that was against them. But they chose to believe God. They chose to stand and believe God. Somebody's going through a situation this morning, and it doesn't seem like you're going to get through it. It looks like that it is over. But you know what? If nothing is over until God says that it's over, you can take the man of God. You can look at Lazarus when they had given up on him. You know, any man in the natural was a person that's been put away, a person that is dead and has been put away for 4 days. When the blood has stopped running in his veins, nothing is working. Heart is not working. Respiratory system can't breathe, can't move, can't walk, can't talk. But yet it looks like it was everything. It looks like it was over for him. I mean, it looked like it was over. must remember today that it is not over. It is not over. It is not over until God says it is over, because he is the resurrection and life, and that's what he let them know. Let's say it, Martha and Mary and all of those that were standing with them. He had to show them that day that he was God, and he's God by himself. And so it is when God began to show Gideon that I don't need 32,000 people to win this battle against the Midianites. We don't need 32,000 people. I'm here. I'm going to fight this battle. I'm going to show you how to get the victory. We need to know and hear from God so that God can show us how to have the victory in our lives. And then they thought, well, we got 10,000. We got 10,000 people left. And at least we don't have the 22, but at least we got 10. But God let them know, no, this is still too many people. Too many, because God was going to make sure that they were not going to take credit for something that he had done, that he was about to do. And not only was going to bring victory and faith and build them up, it was going to build up the people that was there, the people that they came against. It was God. I mean, God's strategy, the way God thinks, the way God, what he does in our life, it is only God. But the thing about it is, can we trust God to take us to that point? So, you know, when you think about it, men today, when they see God have downloaded them from 32,000 men, footmen, warriors, if they would look and say, my God, God has downloaded us, you know, what is God thinking about that we're going into a battle and 22,000 people are gone? God's sending back home. I mean, what does God expect for us to do against all of these Midianites? You're saying, God, what do you expect us to do, you know, with all the trouble and all the concerns that I have? All we have to do is to have faith and believe God. Yes, he does try our faith. He does try our faith. And when we have been schooled, when we have studied the Word of God, when we believe the Word of God, sometimes we're going to go through some trial. Sometimes we're going to have to stand. And we're going to exercise our faith. So here we see today that this morning how the Lord had downsized them. They had 10,000 people left, 10,000 warriors. And then God said, no, this is still too many. Too many. And God tried them, the 10,000. As he told Gideon that he was going to do it. And he told Gideon what to do. And there wasn't but 300 that was left. So, therefore, we see that 9,700, I believe, 700 people was, again, God wasn't going to use them because he wanted to show himself as being a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. So we see God. We see God how he moved in behalf of Gideon, because Gideon had to trust God in order to be obedient to God, in order to get the men to be able to follow him. You can't follow anybody who is fearful and afraid. God could not really use him, and even those people that were sent away, he could use them if they was full of anxiety and so full of being so timid and so nervous that they'll shoot somebody or shoot each other or shoot themselves. If they were so so alarmed because they knew that they were going to go into the camp of the enemy. They knew that they could be in danger. They knew that they would, the possibility that they weren't coming back. That's what they were thinking in their mind. And then he could use them because of the fact that the person is not willing. If you are willing to do something that God has called you to do, you just need to just don't do it. Because God is looking for people that are willing. He is not looking for those that regretting that, oh, I got to do this, I got to do this. No, you're doing it because God said to do it. So instead of stressing out and instead of you being aroused by danger or whatever, you just need to believe God. So here, when we look at the Word of God, when we look at the Word of God, we see that God is moving in behalf of the people. We see that God is doing a thing, a great and mighty thing in the lives of Gideon and the people. He is showing them that they can believe him, that they can count on him, that they can have confidence in him. The Word of God says to put not our confidence in man, but put our confidence in God. So here we see in that ninth verse, the Word of God says, and it came to pass that night that the Lord said to him, talking to Gideon, arise, get you up into the host, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you fear, he's still talking to Gideon, because he knew that he was, you know, there may have been some fear in him, but he knew that he can use him. Go with Korah, your servant, down to the host, and you shall hear what they say, and after shall your hands be strengthened to go down to the host. So he's telling Gideon to go with his servant, because he wanted him to hear what they were saying. Sometimes you're so afraid to do what God is telling you to do, but you don't know that the enemy is afraid of you. They're afraid because they know that God has already given you the victory. They know that God is standing up in you. God, they know that no weapon that formed against you will not prosper. But the enemy, sometimes he tries to make you feel that they have it all together, but they don't know that they don't have it all together. And when they think they have it all together, then God will show himself strong to let you know that, hey, you may have thought that this was yours, this battle was yours, but it's not yours, it's my battle. I'm going to bring my people out. I am going to keep my people from being destroyed by you. So then when they had gone into the camp, they went down. We see that the man of God had gone down with his servant. And in that 12th verse it says, and the Midianites and the Amalekites and all the children of the east lay along in the valley like grasshoppers. Can you imagine that many people? And there's only 300 of them. I'm talking about confidence. I'm talking about faith in God. Because the Word of God said it was like, what, grasshoppers for multitudes. And their camels were like without numbers. It seemed like they had everything. And their camels were without numbers as the sand of the sea. Have you ever seen the sand of the sea? It is, you can't actually count the sand on the sea. It was like it was unnumberable. But see, he had faith to believe God. He had faith to have confidence in God. And when Gideon was come, behold, there was a man that told a dream to his fellow and said, behold, I dream a dream, and lo, a cake of barley bread tumbled into the host of Abinadab, and came to the tent, and smote it, and it fell, and overturned it, and the tent lay alone. And his fellow answered and said, this is nothing else, save the sword of Gideon, and the son of Joash, a man of Israel, to his hand hath God delivered the Midianites and all the host. And it came, and it was sold. When Gideon heard the telling of the dream that and the interpretation thereof, that he worshiped God, and he returned unto the host of Israel, and said, arise, for the Lord has delivered unto our hands, unto your hands, the host of the Midianites. And he delivered the 300 men unto three companies. He divided them. He divided them with 300 men unto three companies. And he put a trumpet in every man's hand with empty pitcher and lamp and within the pitcher. And he said unto them, look on me and do likewise. And behold, when I come to the outside of the camp, it shall be that as I do, so shall you. When I blow with a trumpet, I and all that are with me, then blow you the trumpet also on every side of all the camp, and say the sword of the Lord and Gideon. So Gideon and the 300 men that were with him came to the outside of the camp in the beginning of the middle watch. And they had put newly set the watch, and they blew the trumpet and broke the pitchers that were in their hand. And the three companies blew the trumpet and broke the pitcher and held the lamp in their left hand and the trumpet in their right hand to blow with. And they cried, the sword of the Lord and Gideon. And they stood every man in his place around about the camp. And all the hosts ran and cried and fled. I say to you this morning, if God be with you, it is more than they that will be against you. Our topic today is the battle is not yours, it's God. It's not your battle, but it is God's battle. No matter what you may be going through, it is not your battle. No matter what people say to you, it is not your battle. No matter how difficult and hard it may be, it is not your battle. You got to know that this is the battle of the Lord. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opportunity, God, to come before you, God, this morning, and before your people. And God, I pray, my God, that you will touch the people, God, even now. God, that they will know, God, that the battle does not belong to them. God, no matter, God, the things that they go through, God, the way that they've been tried, Lord, let them know, God, that you will never leave them nor forsake them. Lord, let them know, God, that you got it. No matter how the enemy thinks that they are in control, God, let them know, God, that you got this, God. And it's already a fixed battle. Already, you have already put things in perspective. All things is already won because you know that they're going to win. So, Lord, God, let them put their confidence and the faith in you, because you said that you would never leave them or forsake them. God, even as David said, I've been young, but now I am old. But never have I seen the righteous forsaken or a seed begging bread. Father, I thank you, Lord God, for thy people this morning. God, those that are not saved, those that don't know you as Lord and Savior, I pray, God, that you will touch them this morning. God, that they, Lord God, will say yes to your will. You say, God, and we confess with our mouth, the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead. You said that we shall be saved. Well, I pray to save, God, even now. Saved to the uttermost. We thank and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. This has been Dr. Mary Smith McCoy on the Hour of Power broadcast. we're going to invite you to join us on next Wednesday as the Lord comes. And as he gives us the word of God to give to you, may God bless and keep you, is our prayer.